Blog Talk Radio.
Great rising. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. I know it's been a month. Happy belated Mother's Day to all the beautiful women on this line. All right, let's just start it with perfect peace.
I will keep you.
Good morning. That was Marvin Sapp in Perfect Peace. Great morning, family. This is The Love Journey. You've tuned in to The Love Journey with the Love Goddess. Yes, that's me, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And I am so excited to be back. I want to wish all the beautiful ladies on the line and happy Mother's Day. And just thank God for all the mothers, Mother Earth, Mother Nature. Thanking God for the opportunity to be nourished and loved by the feminine presence expressing God. Thank you, God, for this opportunity to come together again this morning. It's been a minute. I've missed this energy right here. And of all the places you could have been, you chose to be here this morning. I thank you from the profound depth of my soul. Thank you so much. As we come together this morning in one mind, one spirit, recognizing that there is only one power. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit that is known by many, many names as God, the good, the omnipotent. Recognizing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Let me just tell you right now, there is not a spot that our God is not. There is not a spot that our God is not. And as we prepare our mind to enter into the presence, as we become still, recognizing that one presence, I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for this opportunity this morning. And as we move from our head into our heart, and I just want you to have a heart of gratitude this morning. As we prepare our mind and our body to become still and becoming very conscious of the presence, inviting the presence of God into every area of our life, every area of our body. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Becoming very intentional about the breath as we breathe in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Release the breath, recognizing the power to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. There's power in the breath, and sometimes we forget to breathe. So in this right now moment, I just want you to breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Just breathe, family. And release. Let's breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And breathe again, family. Breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you for this opportunity to come together one more time to honor and pay homage to your presence in our life. Thank you, God. To honor you in this right now moment. Thank you, God. As we know that we are pure spirit, that we have always been and that we always will be, there is inside of each place of confidence and quietness and security where all things are known and understood. This is the universal mind, God, of which we are a part and which we respond to as we ask of it. This universal mind knows the answer to all of our situations. And even in this right now moment, the answers are speeding their way to us. We needn't struggle for them. We needn't worry or strive for them. Because when the time comes, the answers will be there. And as we give all our challenges and situations to the great mind of God, we let go of them, confident in the correct answers will return to us when they are needed. Through the great law of attraction, everything in life that we need for our work and fulfillment will come. It's not necessary that we strain about it, only believe. For in the strength of our belief, our faith will make it so. As we see the hand of divine intelligence all about us, in the flowers, the trees, the books, the metals, we know that the intelligence that created all things is in each of us, around us, as us, and that we can call upon it for our slightest need. I know that our bodies is a manifestation of pure spirit, and that spirit is perfect, therefore our bodies are perfect also. We enjoy life, for each day brings a constant demonstration of the power and wonder of the universe and ourselves. We are confident, we are serene, and we are sure. You see, no matter what the obstacles or undesirable circumstances that may cross our paths, we refuse to accept it, for it is nothing but an illusion, because there can be no obstacles or no undesirable circumstances to the mind of God, which is in us, around us, as us, and serves us. And so in this right now moment, we give thanks for the presence that created us, that created us for abundance, to express the presence of God. And so we just give thanks. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, Divine Mother, Father, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. 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 Thank you as you send your angels out on assignment today, God, to go before those who may have to go to court today, God. We just bless every situation that are ahead of each and every person. We ask you to send your angels to send ease, elegance, and grace, God. Thank you right now for more than enough, God. Thank you, God, for the answer to every situation that may arise today, God. Thank you for more than enough right now, God. Thank you for new homes, new cars, new ideas, God. Thank you for witty inventions, God. Thank you right now, God, for your abundance that is raining upon us right now, God. Thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice this morning, God. Thank you for the return of the love journey as you take us to new heights and expand our territory. Thank you for the opportunity right now for 11 whole years that the Sunrise Service will be in existence. We thank you for finding a place to hold our on 31st Street, God. We did give thanks for the gift, God, that you have given us to hold it on that land right there, God. We ask you to send your angels to to bless the land, that everyone who will tread feet on that day shall be blessed, transformed, healed, and elevated on August 4th, God. We thank you right now, God, for all that you will download and all the provision that you will give us and have given us to bring one of the most dynamic healing sunrises on the planet to the world on August 4th. I ask your blessings right now, God. I ask you to open up your gates, your heavens, and your doors, to pour in your windows, to pour out a blessing upon that land right now, God, upon those who will perform, God, upon those who will come and be a part, near and far, God. We thank you right now for the land is so blessed, God, that the territory is so blessed, God, and we thank you for our known blessings and all of our unknown blessings that is on its way. We thank you, God, for your protection, God. We thank you as your angels go before us today, God, to give us the most profound, best day of our life, God. Favor all around us, and we give thanks in the mighty consciousness that all that is love, in the name and nature and the consciousness of Christ Jesus, we say amen. On this day, God, thank you. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Amen. Amen.
Let's get rid of all the money hang-ups. I tell you how.
Thank you, God.
You know, there is no time, no space where God is at.
Thank you, God.
His power is always present.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, natural for us to yearn for God, for we were born in His love. Healing. God is love, and love is real. It's an eternal creature, and nothing can destroy it. Oh my God, yeah. Believe me. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, all things are possible. Well, yeah. You're a child of the King, and only God's plan for salvation will work. My Lord, yeah, yeah.
Such a beautiful opportunity to be back here with you. I miss you all. Again, happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful women on this line, on this planet, and on just being love. Just being love. Just being love. I want to welcome back all of you. Thank you for being here this morning. The God in me, grace and honor the God in you. Love in me, grace and honor the love in you. As we honor the ancestors this morning, thanking God for the opportunity to pay homage to those who walked this planet before us. All I could think about was my mom yesterday, giving thanks that she had the courage to continue to bring me into this planet. Thanking her for being a vehicle. Thanking her for using her body to allow me to transport me into Earth. I'm so grateful for the mother connection. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to really understand that gift right there. And so I just want us to stop right now and just pay homage to all of our mothers, whether on planet or whether they made the transition. Just give thanks. even if we're in a process right now with our mothers, just the fact that they took time to allow their bodies to house us. And I just want to give thanks to all mothers right now, just giving thanks. And I just want to bless every hand of a mother right now for every time you had to try to make a dollar out of 15 cents. And when you didn't know how, you had to trust and have faith in all the sacrifices. I just want to thank God for you as a mother. And just want to thank you right now for being the womb, the healing womb, the hand that heals. I just want to thank you right now. Thank you. As I give thanks to my mom, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, Mama Colette Grant, thanking you, Queen Mother Mama Joy, and all the elders, Queen T, Mama T. As we speak their names, giving thanks for their energy and their nourishment. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, moms. Thank you, moms. I got up this morning and I just had to think about giving thanks. As I invite you all out this August 4th, 2019, to celebrate 11 whole years of us journeying together through the sunrise service, praising on the lake. One of the things that came to my mind was the Lord's Prayer and how the prayer deals with our inner and outer, the Ho'oponopono prayer to cleanse and renew and to release forgiveness into the universe. And so we're going to be dealing with those two modalities this Sunrise Service, also celebrating the presence of me journeying and helping to facilitate the love journey. We're going to celebrate the idea, and anybody who want to get up, we're going to take a part of the show to just give thanks and pay homage to me. And I'm super excited because those words at one time could not have come out my mouth. I've been like, oh, we're stumbling, and I almost was stumbling now just to say we're going to celebrate me. I'm super excited to give thanks for my presence. And so I'm inviting you all, and I want you to get ready. I want you to invite your friends and family out. We're going to give thanks for all those who journeyed with us all these years. And so that's what's going to be happening. We got a really great lineup. I talked to a violinist on Saturday, and we just got some good stuff happening. We're going to be on 31st Street at the Pier. We're going to be able to use the restaurant's patio space. And it's going to be decorated pretty. So I'm super excited. I'm inviting you all out. And so as I thought about all that this morning, I thought about Jesus. I thought about Jesus. I thought about two of his most famous times that people talk about is his prosperity secrets, the wedding when he turned the water into wine, and from the loaves and fish miracle. And so I started thinking about fear, and I thought about this prosperous miracle that happened, and it shows in the gospel six times, Matthew 14 and 13 and 21, Mark 6, 31 and 44, Luke 9, 10 and 17, Matthew 15, 32 and 39, Mark 8, 1 and 21, John 6, 1 and 14. The importance of this popular miracle is shown in fact that it's the only one of the Jesus' prosperity miracle that's mentioned in all four Gospels. You see, it's reassuring to realize that Jesus was not just concerned about the physical, but Jesus was teaching us as well as about our spiritual needs. You see, Jesus knew as a spiritual leader and organization of this time to concern themselves with the economic and material welfare of humanity. You see, the word continue means to go on without interruption or to begin again after interruption. You see, all of us are interested in the prosperity law. They call this the prosperity law of continuation. We all want our good to go without interruption. And if your good has been interrupted, then you want it to begin again. Again, it can and it will as you learn these steps that Jesus took in this beautiful story about the fish and the loaves. You see, because when we look at the creator of the universe, the God Almighty, Allah, the Most High, Supreme Being, you see the process of multiplication, spiritual multiplication. You see, when I get my money in my hand or when I need to bless the situation, I ask God to bring spiritual multiplication upon it. You see, Jesus pointed out simple steps that each one of us can take to experience a miracle in our own supply. You see, Jesus gave these mystic steps for continuing our supply when Jesus showed us how to multiply the loaves and fish to feed a thousand, to feed thousands and thousands of people. It's important to realize that Jesus first gave his first success philosophy in the Beatitudes and in the Lord's Prayer in his early ministry. And through these teachings, he shared with his followers some of the most powerful formulas ever offered. It's significant to realize that after he set these powerful treaties, he then got busy showing us how that success philosophy could be put to work in daily living. He then performed some of the most astounding works, beginning with his popular prosperity miracle. You see, it's about developing a prosperity consciousness. We must learn the philosophy of thinking prosperously and how to apply it in specific principles in our lives. Then we get busy practicing it. Yes. So that we can inner hold on to the rich substance of the universe. I tell you, God is good. You see, one of the most popular prosperity miracles began by Jesus withdrawing into what they call a desert place apart. This is in Matthew. It was in this desert setting that he had to meet the great needs of the multitude. The desert's peace passes all understanding. It was on this peaceful desert of the world that the great leaders were born. Moses, Elijah, and Paul all spent long periods in the desert. Muhammad lived all of his life in the desert. Even today, common folks as well as world leaders and religious seekers take refuge in isolated places in order to become renewed within and without, to make important decisions. Sometimes we find ourselves in a desert place apart, either literally or through the circumstances of our life. But these great desert experiences can produce vast good. We need to go alone on occasion to pray and to meditate, family, to think things through and to get our perspective. We need to get free of other people's opinions and the pressures of personalities at times so that we can only listen to the voice of truth, which is the voice of God that is within us. If you find yourself in a desert place apart, you can know that you are there for a good reason. In that place apart, you can make your good continuation. God is good, family. God is amazing. You see, after Jesus had spent the entire day healing the multitude who had followed him to his desert place apart, his disciples came to him and talked lack. The place is desert. The time is already past. Send the people away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food. That was Matthew 14 and 15. And I wanted to bring that up because I want to talk about fear. You see, the disciples were in fear that it wasn't enough to feed the people. Come on, Holy Spirit. Now, how can you walk with Christ and be in fear? So they're fussing at Jesus. And Jesus paid no attention to their negative report, even in the face of lack. The disciples said, the place is desert and the time is already past, Jesus. Send the people away so they can go get them some food in the village. But Jesus didn't pay any attention to this report in the face of lack. You see, Jesus, he invoked a prosperous attitude. He refused to believe in or be hypnotized by the appearance of lack. In effect, he reversed the thought and said, I don't believe a word of it. It's not so. I want you to breathe that in. Jesus pointed out, even in the face of the physical appearance of lack, he refused to believe in or be hypnotized by the appearance of lack. In fact, he reversed the thought and said, I don't believe a word of it. It's not so. He began to speak prosperous words. Jesus made an astonishing statement in the face of lack. This is Matthew 14 and 16. They have no need to go away. Give ye them to eat. What? They don't have no need to go away. Give them something to eat. In effect, he was saying we have enough. Matter of fact, we have more than enough. We have plenty to spare and to share. Now, I want you to think about that right now. And the reason why I want you to hold on to that idea, in the face of lack, Jesus said, we have more than enough. We have plenty to spare and to share. Now, if you find yourself in a desert place apart that seems barren of your good, you also have what you need to begin meeting the need provided like Jesus. You also can invoke your prosperous attitude and refuse to be hypnotized by the appearance of lack. Say to me, I refuse to be hypnotized by the appearance of lack. I refuse to be hypnotized by the appearance of lack. Come on, family, say that loud and proud. I refuse to be hypnotized by the appearance of lack. Then speak words of abundance. I have more than enough right now, God. I have more than enough right now, God. I have plenty to spare and to share. Come on, say that with me. I have more than enough right now, God. I have plenty to spare and to share. When Jesus said of the multitude of hungry people, they have no need to go away, give them something to eat, the reply was from the disciples. We only have but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus said, bring them here to me. The disciples looked crazy because he said, now we only got 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus. What you mean bring them here to you? You see, the loaves and the fish have significant prosperity symbology. You see, in the East, bread was the main food. It was considered sacred, and bread that was baked by pious women who devoted themselves to prayer and fasting was considered blessed bread. That's why I want to pay homage to you, beautiful women. You see, the women who devoted themselves to prayer and fasting was considered, this bread was considered blessed by these beautiful, pious women. And we're going to eventually, I'm going to show you throughout this month, different women who supported the ministry even finance the ministry of Jesus. Come on, women, y'all some beautiful creatures on this planet. Beautiful, creative beings. You see, the people of Jesus' time also believed the blessings of this holy bread caused it to multiply. When articles of food were handled, God's name was invoked, and God's abundant blessings were sought. You see, they had an expectation of God to bless what they had, and if necessary, to multiply it. How many of us, when we're in the face of a physical appearance of seemingly lack, do we have an expectation of God to multiply it? God's name was invoked whenever they had a desire arise. God would increase my sustenance. God would bless what I have was a common prayer of the ancient people. They often blessed their bread by commanding, God, increase it right now. Let this be manifested in the master's name of you right now, God. You see, the bread which Jesus multiplied did not merely mean food. It symbolizes all things that we require for a healthy, free, harmonious life. How many know that God intended us to live abundantly on this planet? Come on, somebody ought to say amen to that. You see, those five loaves symbolizes the good we desire in our life, health, wealth, happiness, all greater health, wealth, and happiness. The fish symbolize the increase of that desired good as expanded health, expanded harmony, expanded prosperity in our life. Let me say that again. The bread represents the health, wealth, and prosperity, but the fish represents the expanded health, wealth, and happiness, and harmony, and all that good stuff. Jesus worked essentially in the realm of these ideas rather than the realms of their effects. He often used fish to illustrate his prosperity teachings because fish are the most prolific of all things. The fish was an ancient art symbol. It was a fertility sign denoting the power to increase. Fish symbolized ideas of abundance, which multiply when used. That's very important. How many of us get ideas and we don't use it? How many times has the idea been downloaded and it just stayed right there dormant? And then one day you look up and somebody else has the same idea and they're making millions on it. This symbolizes ideas of abundance which multiply when used. Furthermore, a fish was a cherished article of diet throughout the East. The two small fish handed Jesus were a type of a sardine that was considered a delicacy or the best of food. So Jesus believed that God's will for us was nothing but the best. Let me say that again. Jesus believed and taught that God's will for us was nothing but the best. So Jesus multiplied the substance at hand, a delicacy or the best of foods, which Jesus then shared bountifully with the multitude. You see, this should be a vast reassurance to you and to me to claim nothing but the best for our lives. Such a bold claim carries divine favor over our lives. I want you to think about that. Nothing but the best. One of my daily affirmations, I declare I am beautifully and appropriately and richly supplied with the rich substance of the universe now. I am beautifully and appropriately supplied with the rich substance of the universe right now. Say that with me. I am beautifully and appropriately supplied with the rich substance of the universe right now. And when I want to get more specific, I am beautifully transported with the rich substance of God. I am beautifully and appropriately housed with the rich substance of God. I am beautifully and appropriately supplied with financial substance of the universe right now. So you can tweak it in wherever way you want. But we got to learn how to declare and speak that thing. You've been given power in the throat. Your power center is your throat center. And you've been given power to speak a thing into existence. Nothing but the best. Say that with me right now. Nothing but the best for me right now. Nothing but the best for me right now. Nothing but the best for our lives can be such a bold claim that it carries favor over our lives. I want you to think about this. After receiving the five loaves and the two fish, Jesus put things in divine order. And I want you to really hear this. He told the people to sit down on the grass and to get quiet and to get ready to receive. Let me say that again. See, people miss this step. After Jesus received the five loaves and the two fish, he began to put things in divine order. He told the people to sit down on the grass and get quiet, be still, and know that I am God, and get ready to receive. How many of us are ready to receive? Say, I'm ready to receive today, God. Say, I am ready to receive right now. Come on, y'all, say that with me. I am ready to receive all that the universe has for me. You see, when we get ready to get things in order this way, we can meet any situation, any challenge, anything victoriously. You see, Jesus was able to turn the tables on life by simply getting quiet and being ready to receive. What does it mean to be ready to receive? I want to stop right here because I want you to know. To be ready to receive means to know that you've already received what it is that you've asked for. And what happens when you receive something you ask for? You give thanks. And there's nothing more powerful than saying thank you when you receive something. But it's even more powerful to say thank you even before you can receive it in the physical planet right now. I just want you to say thank you, God. 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 You see, when we look up and give a word of thanks, something happens called favor. You see, when we can look up and give thanks, we express courage, we express faith. Something happens on the inside. When we can look a situation and say, my God is bigger than this situation right here. I don't have to go to God. I just give thanks because it's already done. My God is bigger than this. I don't have to go to God with my problems. I can go to my problems and tell them, my God is bigger than this. So when a need or situation arises like Jesus, you got to sit down and get quiet and get ready to receive your good. Give thanks right now. Give thanks. We'll do whatever you can in the inner and outer ways to take control and bring everything in order. This will lead to prosperous results. You see, after Jesus brought about divine order, he took the substance at hand, which is called the bread, and the idea of increase, which is the fish. He looked up to the heavens. He blessed it in the mighty name of Jesus, broke and gave out the multiplied result. See, we got to learn how to bless a thing. We got to learn how to ask God to spiritually multiply things. See, if you look up, you'll always be provided for. It's a wise old saying, if you look up, you'll always be provided for. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. So take what you have, then break or divide it. Next, send it forth to meet the needs of the moment, but do so in a certain way instead of thinking this isn't enough. Remember that sharing is the beginning of financial increase. Also remember the astonishing statement of abundance that Jesus made in the face of lack. Do you remember what I just said to you? What did Jesus say when the disciples told him they need to go get them some food because we have not enough? Because that's all the disciples could see, but Jesus made a powerful statement. They have no need to go away. Give them something to eat because we have more than enough to spare and to share. And so I want you to say this with me. There's a plenty to meet this situation. There's always more than enough in my life. Say it with me, family. There is plenty to meet this situation right now. There's always more than enough. Come on, ask God every day for more than enough. Give us this day, God, more than enough. Come on, say that with me. Give us this day more than enough. You too can produce a prosperity miracle in your life by taking what you have, looking up and blessing it rather than looking down and criticizing. I praise God for plenty in our life right now. I praise God for all that we have is more than enough right now. I refuse to see anything other than you being created as an image and likeness of God. I behold you created in the image of love. I recognize the divinity in you, which is your true best self. You are a spiritual being, a temple of the living God, and you now think and act accordingly. We got to learn how to say these things to the people in our lives who may not even be showing up the way we want them to show up. Speak that over your marriages. Speak that over your children. See it. We got to learn how to see with spiritual eyes. I love what Neville Goddard quote. He said, you need to stop believing in God and start believing as God. That's a different kind of belief system. To believe as God. That's some faith right there. Because if you persist in it daily, us praying over people and situations can bring miraculous results, not only for the other person, but even for ourselves. It's impossible to feel depressed, unattractive, unsuccessful, or in any other way negative when you realize that you are the living expression of God and that God loves you and that you live, move, and have your being in the midst of God's abundant life, which created you. Neither can you feel awkward, backward, self-conscious, or on the defensive while silently blessing yourself, people, your community. And when you look for the beauty, kindness, and goodness in them, that's all you will receive. When you think this way, watch yourself change. The other person may be unconscious of the forces for good at work, but something will compel them to respond in a constructive way. I have seen many attitudes of people change toward me by the simple method of greeting them with a silent God bless you. God bless you. The God in me honors the God in you. I bless the Christ in you. Can you imagine everybody you meet is God, and you just bless the God in them? You wake up to your spouse, I see only God. My children, when I wake up, I see only God. And to each person that I meet on my way to wherever I'm going, I see only God. I bless the consciousness of Christ in you this morning. Can you imagine saying that to yourself when you look in the mirror? I bless the consciousness of Christ in you. I call forth the Christ consciousness in you. I bless the God expression in you. That's on my mirror. So when I'm brushing my teeth, I bless the consciousness of Christ in me. I call forth the God expression in me. Because even in a barren condition, if you bless it, there's much to be available to you if you know how to bring it forth. Jesus showed us this act of blessing. There's no doubt that the act of blessing can increase the supply on hand to the point of feeding all the people and more, meeting the need of all and more. Because the word bless means to make whole by spoken words. The ancients felt that a blessing carried great power to accomplish good, and Jesus proved that the act of blessing had a mystical multiplying power. See, the act of blessing still carries that same power to produce increase today. There's power in the blessing. There's power in the blessing. Historians claim that when Jesus took the sacred loaves of bread and the best of fish, which were considered a rich delicacy, in his hand, he then looked up and blessed what was on hand and began to fearlessly pass it out to the people. The historians report that as Jesus did this, the bread and the fish multiplied on the spot. When a loaf or a fish was broken, it was immediately made entire again. In this way, Jesus gained an inner control of substance. He never let down. He never gave in to the appearance of lack. He never took his hands off the visible supply. Once he began to bless, break, and pass out what he had, he continued to do so as though it was endless. The bread and fish that had passed through the hands in a steady flow came, were able to feed multitude. You see, in this miracle, Jesus proved that our needs not live by bread alone, but we can develop an inner consciousness of supply which feeds and prospers us. And when we function from an inner level of prosperity thinking, outer supply appears more than enough. One of Jesus' secrets in manifesting these miraculous riches was that he did not mentally put off his goods. He did not expect a delay. He knew that faith draws on divine resources, so he expected an immediate result. One of my favorite things to say is, right now, God. Come on, God. Right now, God. You see, first he began to give thanks and rejoice. And then there's value in expecting a blessing. Nothing can obstruct the instant, constant, immediate flow of perfect good to me now. Nothing. You see, the rich substance of the universe flows under your hand in an unending stream of plenty. If you keep your hand on that stream of plenty by blessing and affirming it, it is more than enough. You can break substance in any form, in any amount, as your need arises. You see, when the mind centers its attention upon divine substance, the foundation of all wealth, long enough and strong enough, this mental action breaking causes invisible substance to appear as visible results. Come on, God. Thousands or few, the rich substance of the universe is sufficient to provide abundantly. Desert or garden, substance abounds. Neither circumstances or numbers need dismay you. If you remain relaxed and casual, you can cause your good to multiply as you desire. But when you take your hands off the inner stream of substance by criticizing and saying, oh, my God, it's not enough. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? Oh, my God, then you lose your inner hold on substance. Your tension stops your good. Fear stops the flow. Come on, family, say that with me. Fear stops the flow. Fear stops the flow. Fear stops the flow, family. So even if your conditions look doubtful, relax, then continue to break in the form that is required. Break according to the need. Whatever comes, whatever goes, keep your hands on the stream of your inner substance in a relaxed way. Break mentally in a fashion that satisfies your need. The inner treatment of substance will help you to feed any multitude of needs that may assemble in your life. If you have only a small amount, don't hoard it. You shut off the possibilities of gaining more. But if you use what you have wisely, let me say that wisely in a relaxed way, even if it's only a small amount, this action makes room for vast increase. Jesus broke and kept giving out his supply on hand. He proved the saying, spare and you have enough for one. Share and you have enough for many. It's my story. And I want you to know today, somebody needs to hear this today. If you're in a financial desert place, take control in consciousness and turn your back on this appearance of lack. Instead, speak words of abundance. There's always more than enough. And then establish divine order by telling the people, the thoughts in your mind, to get quiet, sit down, and get ready to receive. Take whatever you have on hand, look up and bless it and break it and begin sending it forth with an endless stream of plenty. If I look up, I'll always be provided for. Never be tense or anxious. Instead, send out what you have with praise and blessing. I praise God for plenty. I remain in control of my thinking. I'm able to meet every demand with more than enough right now. More than enough right now. Favor is over your life right now. With more than enough. More than enough. More than enough. Thank you, God. I thank you for the opportunity to serve this morning. I pray the fish and the loaves multiply in your life right now. I pray God's blessings over whatever may be arising in you right now that may make you feel tense or anxious. I want it to be released right now as we quiet. As we quietly remember whose and what we are. There's more than enough. And I want to remind you that you are pure spirit. That the place inside of you, where all things are known and understood, this is the universal mind of God. Call forth that presence. Speak that thing that you desire right now. Speak it over your life, over your situations, over your challenges, whatever it is right now. Know that God is. God is. God is. God is. That's my story. And I love each and every one of you all for showing up on this day. Knowing nothing but good shall come forth. Nothing but the best. Nothing but the best. I want you all to have a great day. And know that God is. I want you to speak that word over your situation. Speak that word, multiplying, spiritualizing, amplifying, whatever you desire. The power is in you. And the power is yours. any questions, comments, or concerns, press 1 on Blog Talk, star 6 on the teleconference. All right. All right, beautiful people, I love you. And remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. Remember, it only works if you work it. I'm going to say that again. It only works if you work it out. So remember, speak that thing this morning. The power is in you. Have a great, amazing day. And watch love unfold as we send our angels out on assignment this morning to carry out our wonderful desires and more, knowing that whatever we desire shall come forth on this day. I'm so grateful. You know, all I can do is say thank you, God. All I can do is say thank you, God. 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 Thank you, God.
This is the hour I'm pouring out all my. This thing along, but when you think about favor, oh my God, you see, I just want to say it one more time. I'm that's what I want God to do. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You fill me up here. I want you to fall down on me, God. I'm trying not to get out of the way here.